Speaking to pilgrims gathered beneath the windows of his study this Sunday to pray the midday Angelus, Pope Benedict urged them to give thanks that the Son of God came down to earth to share our human condition, because it is through his death that we are baptized into eternal life.
On this feast of the Lord's baptism, Jesus descends into the waters of the Jordan, taking upon himself the weight of our sins. Then he rises from the water as the Spirit comes down upon him, and the Father's voice declares, "This is my beloved Son."
The solemnity of our Lord's baptism brings to an end the Christmas season, marking the second manifestation of the Son of God and the beginning of his earthly mission. It is also traditionally on this feast day when the Holy Father administers the sacrament of baptism to newborn babies, welcoming them into the Christian community, a tradition which he described as one of his very favourite.
Rinunciate al peccato per vivere nella libertà dei figli di Dio.
Sunday morning, Pope Benedict XVI told the parents and godparents of 13 infants gathered beneath the magnificent frescoes of the Sistine Chapel that the entire mystery of Christ on earth can be summarized in one word, baptism, which in Greek means immersion. He said the Son of God was immersed in our reality of sinners to make us participants in his life. He was incarnated, he was born like us, he grew up like us, and on becoming an adult, he manifested his mission, starting with the baptism of conversion given him by John the Baptist.
Leonardo, Pio, Giovanni, Paolo, io ti battezzo nel nome del Padre, del Figlio e dello Spirito Santo.
Turning to the parents, all of them Vatican employees drawn from the police corps, health service, telecommunications center, library and museums, the Holy Father reminded them of their central role in the transmission of the faith from generation to generation. He said, while you offer them all that is necessary for their health and growth, together with the godparents, you must also commit yourself to developing in them faith, hope and charity, the three theological virtues which belong to the new life gifted them in the sacrament of baptism. This, he concluded, will be ensured by your presence, affection and care, but above all, by prayer, by presenting them each and every day to God and entrusting them to him throughout the seasons of their lives.
Let us rejoice that the Son of God came to share our human condition so that we might rise with him to everlasting life. Upon all who are here today and upon your families and loved ones at home, I invoke God's abundant blessings.